Classic Business Tax.
Well, SARS continues to be the big story in tax circles at the moment. Arabile Gumede, the co-host of Classic Business Breakfast with MoneyWeb, caught up with Acting SARS Commissioner Mark King on this morning. And this is what Mark had to say about the revival of the large business unit in particular.
Well, that's part of the thing that we are looking at on the table. What is the best way to serve them? At this point in time, I've got a team that is looking at that. And we will be making some announcements. What is the best way that we can serve the large business sector? It's interesting today you're having the discussion with the practitioners in the market. And it's those type of people we'll also be engaging with to understand what they perceive the needs to be, what does large business see the needs to be, and obviously what are the risks to compliance in the large business space.
Yeah.
As we look at large business, their revenue flows have been rather flat over the last few years, and that could be also obviously driven by the economy, but to the extent that it's in our control, we want to be dealing with that.
Well, I'm joined now by one of those practitioners that King on reference, Keith Engel, CEO of the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. Keith, always good to see you.
Yes, Michael, it's always good to be here.
Now, before we talk about the large business unit plans, just in general, what do you make of the decision to tweak rather than perhaps start from scratch?
Well, I think there's a general cautiousness, and perhaps it's his, Mark's political position. He's not, full, he's acting. So you can only move so fast. There's also a big question that SARS is a big organization. So sometimes in the past, we make big announcements, we don't follow through. So it seems to me that Mark's approach is, I will do what I'll say, move the boat slowly and steadily, which is sort of like Cyril Ramaphosa, if you think about it. He also moves slow and steady, but he gets it done. And the worst thing you want to do is make big announcements followed by nothing, which is a classic government mistake.
Absolutely.
But it's also, you get a sense of he doesn't want to make a clean break with the Magnani era. He kind of just wants to slither away. So that's just a sense. Maybe that's our view. Maybe it's unfair.
We'll have to wait and see how the O'Regan inquiry unfolds over the next weeks and months. Now, the large business center was a big focus in the announcement. Not too much detail, but certainly a focus, as you heard, on the large business center. Let's just talk about that business center. It was established as long as 2004. What was that, 14 years ago?
It's got actually a longer history than that. So originally it was something called a corporate tax center.
Yes.
The corporate tax center was mostly focused on income tax, but it put all of the large corporates together for purposes of auditing and doing the analysis for income tax. Then in 2004, and it kind of happened over a two-year period, even the corporate tax center took 2 years to get going, then you went to a full service center. And there was a lot of promises made at that time. One, you would put all tax types together, but it wasn't just an audit thing. It was also a service thing. So all the refunds, all the registrations, everything about everything. So it was an approach that you felt if you were a large corporate, you had a one-stop shop. So it was really a dual promise. Now, the promise to taxpayers, a one-stop shop, that meant I wasn't going randomly around the organization. I'd have my battles maybe at the large business center. Maybe I'd take it up to the head office. But I would be dealing with a consistent set of auditors, which is very similar if you are a large corporate and you deal with an accounting firm. Mm-hmm. The promise is I'm going to have a full service, and I'm not going to be shifted around and around. Now, sometimes that's an internal issue that you start shifting around, but there was a promise with that. But forgetting the promise for the taxpayer, you also hear the issue of trying to get revenue. Now, the classic OECD and all of the tax administrative gurus around the world will tell you that you need to stratify your tax base. Your large business centers require a different audit. And one thing that's very important in a large business center, and this was pushed by the Michael Katz Commission a ways back, you want to have everyone, all of the corporate, if you have MTN, Vodacom, any of the big guys, you want all of them to file at one place at one time. And that actually helps both sides get to the truth, because it's very confusing to see a big corporate battered all over the place, because things look suspicious that are often not. Mm. And then also, sometimes things are suspicious once you put them all together. So it's just good audit practice, and you can get to the truth faster if you have a large business center putting it all together in one shot.
And this, by international standards, as you referenced, the OECD, is the way that the world was going towards this one-stop shop offering. Skills, obviously important, and I know it was always an issue for SARS to attract and retain the best and the brightest skills. They generally were found in this large business center. Are you confident that they'll be able to rebuild that quickly enough?
Well, there are two parts. One is, can you rebuild the structure? It's always easy to move the boxes around, right? You can move the boxes around fairly quickly. And as you rightly point out, if you look at all of Africa, the IMF World Bank mantra is a large business center. Some countries like Ghana have a large business center. They have a medium and a small. And you can even argue, I would argue, large business is different than high net worth. Different. Even though they're rich, not all rich people are alike. But the mantra is very clear, and I don't think that mantra has changed. That mantra has been going on for 10 years or more, and that's why in 2016, when suddenly the let's just say the advisors were advising against the large business center, one of which I think was in the decision to advise for the creation of the large business center only 10 years before, it seemed very, very strange. So I think the general mantra has remained and has always been a large business center. And 2016, who knows? But the issue about skills is a different thing. And there are two parts of the skills problem. One, you lose skills, and there is a debate, but a number of people, at least the mantra now is that the skills were declining. You don't recover those immediately.
Yeah.
That's going to take time, and you can rebuild the structure, but that's easier than getting the skills. And one of the problems, and that's something we do at our institute, is do we have the right training to get the right skills? And it goes beyond a SARS issue, but now I'm promoting myself, so let's move on.
But skills is important. We were talking about this earlier today, Keith, the fact that in order to effectively run this unit, SARS needs to know how to grade certain high-risk, low-risk, medium-risk audits. And if the skills aren't there to do that, you might find a situation where SARS is going over the compliant big targets, but the good guys versus the bad guys who are getting away with things. So skills is vitally important here.
It is. And I think one of the difficulties in the South African economy, and that's what we face in tax education, is you can't just give them a one-size generic tax course that fits all. It's not about just law. It's understanding the underlying businesses. So you really have to have a lot of skills, and it's beyond SARS, where you really have to train and fit and focus for the client. It's like every other business.
Fuel levy refunds in mining, for example, versus another sector. There are sector-specific tax issues.
Absolutely, yeah. And like diesel fuel is different from farming than mining. In mining, diesel refund is a much clearer issue. You can see where the trucks are going and you can control it. In farming, the mix between personal and private, there's always a bit of a problem there. So even though the law is exactly the same in diesel refund, the issues of avoidance are fundamentally different just based on the industry sector. So you do have to know that. And as I said, I think for SARS, it's difficult because you're really requiring a lot of them. So, but the large business center, his general mantra, and the large business center of 2006, not only was a center, but you had industry specific. That was the point. Now, when you look, it was funny, back in 2016, when they took the large business center away, they didn't say they were doing that. What they really did was actually degrade it back to the corporate tax center. The only thing that was left of the large business center was audit and risk analysis, maybe debt collection and refund, which sound very similar to the corporate tax center, maybe with more tax types. But for some reason, the creation or dismantling has always been a bit of a political SARS thing. And I'm not sure why so much hype has made a big thing about this labeling. It's a
funny
thing.
Could there have been some personal empire building inside SARS that could have led to this internal conflict?
Well, there was a narrative, and there's always a narrative because you hear narratives. So one of the narratives was the large business center was becoming an empire. And one of the issues is that as the organization got bigger, people were doing management and empire building to justify larger salaries. And that issue goes beyond just the leadership issue. But there's another narrative. Maybe I'm going to get in trouble for that one. But there are some counter narratives in the space. But one of the problems for a large business center is they get the bulk of the revenue. So if you're a region, you don't want things going there because that's where all the big money is. And then your targets are at stake.
Sure.
So sometimes you found at SARS, things weren't moving over because it was my targets versus yours.
What kind of, and I want to come back to that because it leads nicely to my final question, but I just want to know what kind of working relationship you as the practitioners and professionals in the industry had with the large business center, and what, flowing on from what Mark was saying, what you would like to see moving forward from that relationship, as he's saying, they want to rebuild the center in a way that takes your concerns as a tax practitioners into account.
Well, look, there were different issues, and some of the problems with it for large corporates, a lot of the large corporates were very happy with the center, others were not. So there were different ones that were debating it. It was a question of how well they were being serviced. Now, how well they're being serviced, there was a question of, you know, was SARS open to negotiation, not open to negotiation? So some of the issues didn't have to do with so much the large business center, but whether SARS was willing to listen. And so there was a feeling, and that's been going on for a while, that we were over-auditing the compliance, which gets back to another narrative. Forget the large business center. One of the big issues for SARS is lifestyle audits and forensic audit skills. Now, a large business center, and this is very important, when you're talking about avoidance in a large business center, you're talking about legal games. And if people made legal violations that were obvious, it was usually due to operational failures. And sometimes that hurt the company and sometimes it helped the company. But a large business audit is much more about auditing the compliant because they have listed shareholders. Once you move outside the listed shareholder space, you have a lot more gamesmanship. So the wedding Guptas is not that unique to middle-sized space, but just the level in which they did it. So one of the things for SARS is having skills for evasion versus avoidance. And one thing they really need to create is to get the people wholly outside the net. Mm. And that's going to be a big challenge for them.
Mm, because they obviously respect the role that practitioners are playing as professionals, well within your legal rights to advise clients on how to legally pay an equitable and fair amount of tax and not overpay. But there's a very different picture when it comes to full-scale evasion. So it'll be interesting to see the announcement when it is made officially. Mark did allude to the fact that it would be made soon. So
or might be tweaked into.
Or tweaked into. Keith Engel, CEO of the South African Institute of Tax Professionals, in this week's Tax Feature. You're on Classic Business, only on Classic 102.7.